This is Ted Kennedy. A landmark child care bill has passed the Senate. No thanks to Senator Al Simpson. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, you Republicans certainly put your two right wings in your mouth the other day on the issue of child care for workers and their families. Ever since the Democratic leadership made it a top priority in Congress to provide long overdue help to working families, you Republicans have tried to scuttle it. You don't want federal grants to go to the states to support the development of more child care facilities, even though the shortage of facilities is a major part of the child care crisis. You don't want federal appropriations used to defray the cost of child care, even though its cost is out of the reach for millions of families. You don't even want minimum federal standards for children's health and safety. What do you want, Al? There's been a revolution in the workplace. You can't repeal the 20th century. Millions of workers are mothers, too, and they deserve help with child care.
No, Ted, we can't repeal the 20th century. But we might repeal some of your part in it, a part that put billions of bucks of burden on the taxpayers' backs. We desperately do need to provide child care help, but this Democratic baby ain't the answer. You want to create a whole new and costly infrastructure of center-based child care, Ted, with no regard to arrangements parents feel best suit their own personal needs. And typical of you Democrats, you want to bring the all-seeing eye of the federal government into the child care arena. We Republicans darn sure did support the use of federal funds, but through a tax credit. We wanted to give those dollars directly to the parents, not to the providers. Then parents can choose the care that's best for them, for example, at their own church. 40% of all center-based child care today takes place in religious centers, but not 1 cent of your federal bucks can help them. Better child care? You bet. Federal government standards? No way.
This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.